Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps. Entry 85. Serangoon Gardens, Singapore.
Just call me Mr. Cap, says my interviewee, a bit sheepishly, when I arrive at this coffee shop in Bedok. Mr. Cab tells me that he doesn't feel entirely comfortable revealing his real name for this interview. I tell him that it's all right, and that he's not the first person to use an alias. This seems to comfort him a little as I take my seat. Mr. Cab, true to his name, has been working as a taxi driver for the last 5 years. The 40-something started after he was laid off from his previous high-paying job in the banking industry. "It was a blessing in disguise, though," he says, with a warm smile as he orders a Teh O from the Drink Solanti. "In retrospect, the big paycheck came with more compromises than I was comfortable with, if I'm being honest." In his relatively short time as a driver, Mr. Cabs met a lot of people. "Chatting with different folks has taught me to hopefully be a bit more empathetic," he says. "Some of them are the kind of person that I was." He winces a little when he says this. But then that warm smile returns with just a touch of sadness. "And some of them have it a lot worse than I ever did." His shift in tone tells me that it's time to switch my recorder on and ask him to start from the beginning. It was late 2018. Mr. Cab had started to get into the groove of his new job. He made sure to pick up enough passengers each day to earn a decent living. But he also dedicated a couple of hours to running errands for his parents, and if he could, even get some rest. Normally, he would try to end his day at around 6 in the evening. There were, of course, some days that were tougher than others. When that happened, I'd either put in a couple more hours or start earlier the following day. On one of these days, a Friday, Mr. Cab found himself driving home in the evening after picking up only 2 fares throughout his shift. He was feeling particularly exhausted and defeated, so he decided to call it an early night and start again at 3 a.m. instead. After all, he reasoned, that's about when the bars and clubs would be closing, and he should have some better luck then. At about 3:10 a.m., refreshed from a couple of hours' rest, Mr. Cab's luck certainly was looking better. Before he could even make it to town, he picked up a young man near his flat in Toa Payoh. The passenger asked for a ride to Woodlands, a trip that earned Mr. Cab a pretty sizable fare. Once he dropped the young man off, however, he was left with a different kind of problem. "I could have gone straight to town lah," he explains. "But of course, It would be much better if I can pick up another passenger that was heading in that direction too. Mr. Cab drove around Woodlands for an hour. At about 4:30 a.m. though, he was ready to give up and make the drive himself when he spotted a young woman waving down his taxi. The first thing that struck Mr. Cab about this woman was that she looked troubled. Her gestures were frantic, and her expression was one of deep worry. And as he pulled up beside her, Mr. Cab also noticed that she was dressed more like someone's grandmother than a woman in her 20s. But he reasoned that he had seen more than his fair share of women with a very old-fashioned sense of style. Mr. Cab asked how he could help, and she said she needed a ride home to Serangoon Gardens. Awkwardly, he tried to explain that he was heading to town, but before he could finish, the woman began sobbing uncontrollably. "I'm not the best person, la, but come on, I'm also a gentleman," he says. Quickly, Mr. Cab waved for her to come aboard. The roughly 20-minute drive was spent mostly in silence. Mr. Cab tried to ask the woman what her name was, or if she was in some kind of trouble. For the first 5 minutes, though, she would only repeat in a harried whisper, "I need to go home. I need to go home." Soon, the whispers stopped, and she would just stare out of the window, her pale brown face illuminated sporadically by the passing streetlights. As Mr. Cab eventually approached the Serangoon Garden roundabout, he hesitantly asked her where exactly her home was. She didn't respond, so Mr. Cab just took a left at the roundabout and headed into a quaint but still affluent suburban neighborhood. "I figured I'd just keep driving la, until she stopped me la," he says. He kept looking at his rear view mirror as he slowly made turn after turn through the neighborhood. Sometimes he would catch a clear glimpse of the woman illuminated by a streetlight. Sometimes she would be shrouded in shadow. As he took another of the seemingly countless turns in that neighborhood, however, Mr. Cab noticed that the shape of her shadow had changed. It seemed familiar somehow, like something he had seen before, but not human. He passed under another streetlight, and sure enough, the woman was still sitting there at the back of his taxi. But as the vehicle left the relative safety of that light, he realized what the shape of the shadow reminded him of. Mr. Cab drove the taxi towards the glow up ahead. The distance between streetlights felt like an eternity. When the inside of his taxi was illuminated again, he saw that the woman was no longer there. Instead, the rear seat was covered with soil. and in the corner where his passenger sat was an old, moss-covered tombstone. Mr. Cab ran out of his vehicle and sprinted through the neighborhood. He ran and ran until his lungs were on fire. He stopped to catch his breath in an empty playground, looking around frantically. He didn't see the woman, of course. But as his breathing leveled out, he felt a calmness wash over him. Something told me it was okay for me to go back to my taxi. But Mr. Cab didn't take any chances. He kept jogging at a much more even pace until he was back at the roundabout again. He walked to a nearby 24-hour coffee shop and waited there until dawn. When the sun rose, he headed back to his vehicle. It took him a while to find it. But when he did, he saw that it was still parked where he left it. The engine was still running. The driver's side door was still open, but there was nothing in the back seat. I ask Mr. Cab if he remembers what, if anything, was engraved on the tombstone. And surprisingly, he does. "It was a name," he says. "Sandra de Souza. And the death date was 1942. Mr. Cab guesses that the woman had died after being relocated to Malaysia during World War II, and her spirit just wanted to come home. Her real home. Mr. Cab goes silent for a moment and sips on his drink. I'm about to switch my recorder off when he offers me that warm smile once again and says, "You know, Svani, this wasn't the only time something like this happened to me, you know."
If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Huntu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.